Welcome back to a brand new year of the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you had a great Christmas season and a happy new year to you. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past Sunday, we started a brand new series called Too Good to Be True. And, you know, there are some things in the Christian faith that, you know, non-Christians don't like. Well, frankly, there are some things in the Christian faith that Christians don't even like. But there's a lot of things that we all like, regardless of your spiritual position. Things like being forgiven for all the wrong things you've ever done, like being fully known and fully loved, like having the opportunity to live forever in a place with no brokenness, things that just seem too good to be true. But what we're saying in this series is that we believe they are true because Jesus keeps his promises. And this past Sunday, we talked about this idea of being forgiven, and we talked about this man who's identified in Scripture not by name, but only as a paralytic who had four incredible friends who lowered him down to meet Jesus. And we talked about the mission of the mat carriers to get up, to take your mat, and to start walking. And really, Jesus, in some ways, he gives all of us that same mission to get up, to listen to his voice, to take up our mats. Don't forget who we were and to start walking. That in the Christian life, forward momentum is just not an option. And, you know, we connected that with the passage in Colossians chapter 2, where Paul talks about how God has forgiven us because Jesus canceled the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands, and that he disarmed the rulers and put them to shame by triumphing over them. We talked about the importance of the language there, that when it says he canceled the record of debt, that was their way of erasing a papyrus, that Jesus has erased our sins. And in erasing them, you think about the cross like a big eraser. They were nailed to the cross in the person of Christ. And then he led death in what's called the triumphant procession. That was a cultural reference for them whenever a Roman general would conquer, he would bring in the leader of the conquering army first, and then he would come in riding on his chariot. And, you know, that conquering general, that one he defeated, was going to be executed. And then all of his soldiers were chained to the chariot, coming in behind. They would become the servants, then of Rome. And it was a magnificent victory day celebration for the city. And so Paul uses this very specific imagery to say that, you know, when Jesus went to the cross, he conquered death. Death is like the general that's going to be executed. And Jesus is our conquering hero, and we live chained to his chariot, servants of his. And so because we have been forgiven, two things. Number one, that means we have to receive forgiveness from God. As people, we're born in this world separated from God, but we can receive forgiveness from all of our sins, no matter what we have done, no matter how bad we think it is, no matter if we did it years ago or yesterday. We have to receive forgiveness from God, and then we have to offer forgiveness to others. Instead of living in bitterness, instead of being holding grudges, because God has offered us forgiveness, we offer that same forgiveness to others. So I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to pray that that we get up, we listen to God's voice, that we take up our mat, we don't forget who we used to be. That keeps us humble and grateful. And that we start walking, and that we walk in the forward momentum of our relationship with God this year to the degree that we live and give forgiveness. So let me pray for us. Father, from the cross, you prayed for our forgiveness. You said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And Lord, certainly you were talking about the Roman soldiers who were there. But Lord, you were also telescoping to us. And so, God, we're grateful for the forgiveness that you offer. And I pray, God, that in our lives, you would help us see this year people that we need to forgive. Maybe someone that we've offended that we need to go to and ask for forgiveness. That, God, as we start a new year, maybe we could think about a fresh start in relationships. Thank you, God, for the wonderful forgiveness you've given us. Now you take the opportunity to pray, maybe ask someone God brings to mind that you need to forgive or ask for forgiveness from as you start this new year. Well, once again, thanks for joining us today for the DriveCast. Thanks for starting off a brand new year with us. We hope you'll take the opportunity to come back tomorrow and come to one of our LifePoint campuses this weekend. God bless you. Have a great week.